Let's turn to the Bible.
让我们来翻开圣经。
Old Testament Deuteronomy.
在旧约生命记。
33.
33章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Indeed, he loves the people. All your holy ones are in your hand, and they followed in your steps. Everyone received of your words.
他疼爱百姓，众圣徒都在他手中，他们坐在他的脚下，领受他的言语。
We know this chapter, we call it Moses' prophecies.
我们都知道这一章的圣经，我们把它说成是耶稣的预言，哦，是摩西的。
He prophesied the blessings to the tribes of Israel.
他乃是对着各个以色列的支派来说预言。
So in this verse 3 is very interesting.
但第三节非常有趣。
He says.In this verse, this phrase in the middle, it says, they followed in your steps.
但是在 这中间他说这些众圣徒都在他的脚下，都坐在他的脚下。
So in NASB translation, it's not quite literal.
但那个美国标准版里面的翻译不是那个直接的。
But if you look at the side note, it says literally means,Lie down in at his feet.
但是他原文的那个意思就是说他们乃是坐在他的脚下。
So we know that it's a prophecy. It prophesied something that 1600 years later.
我们知道那个预言它本身预表的乃是600年以后的事情。
1600 years.
1600年以后的事情。
So when Christ was born, that Moses saw the vision of the Lord, that the disciples would sit at Lord Jesus' feet and listen to His word.
当耶稣降生以后那么摩西看到的一幅图画是那些跟随耶稣的门徒坐在耶稣脚前的那幅情形。
So there's a side note. It says this. Some translations say this word is very hard to translate.
所以这个 side note 这个词，有的人在翻译圣经的时候，觉得这句话这个词很难翻译。
So lie down at his feet.
坐在他的脚前。
Now Chinese translation and other New King James or King James all translate as sit down at his feet.
当然在中文或者说那个钦定版里边的翻译都是说他们坐在他的脚下。
So why this translation says lie down or sit down and some translators says it's very difficult to translate this word.
为什么有的翻译版本说他们是坐在或者躺在他的脚前，而另外的一些人在翻译的时候说这个词其实很难翻译的。
Because you know that at the Roman times, when Jesus Christ was born, at that time, that people don't sit down like us with the chairs.
但是我们都知道，在罗马时代，就是圣经新约的那个时代，这些基督徒们这些人不是坐在像我们今天坐在这个椅子上的。
When they have a family come over, they recline at their table. They are reclining. They don't sit down. They don't lie down. But it's reclining.
那么当他们朋友之间聚集在一起，聚集在那个饭桌前的时候，他们不是坐着，他们乃是躺着，斜躺着，靠着那个桌子。
It's not sitting, it's not lying down, it's reclining.
不是坐，也不是躺，是那个靠着，斜靠着。
So like today, you hear this word, you're kind of confused because today we're sitting down on the chairs. So,When Moses saw that picture, he didn't know how to describe that position.
不，就像我们今天，我们很难想象那个坐之后的那个姿势是什么样的姿势。当年当摩西看到这幅图画的时候，他也不知道如何来描写这样的一个情形。
That's why this prophecy in verse 3 is very precious.
所以这个第三节这个的预言是非常宝贵的。
So basically all the Bible who has reference will reference to the Luke 10. When Mary was sitting at the Lord Jesus' feet, listening to his word.
那么所有圣经在引用这个情形的时候都会引述到那个路加福音第八章当玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前的那幅图画。
So let's turn to Luke 10.
路加福音第十章，对不起。
Luke 10, verse 38 through 42.
那么从路加福音第十章三十八节到四十二节。
Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
And she had a sister called Mary, and she was, who was seated at Lord's feet.Listening to his word.
他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，也在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
So this picture of Mary actually fulfilled the prophecy of Moses.
实际上这节圣经就应验了摩西在预言的时候的那句话。
Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his word.
玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前听他的道。
But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.
马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
41. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
四十一节，耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Let's turn to Luke 8.
让我们再翻开路加福音第八章。
Let's read from verse 4 through verse 18.
让我们从第四节一直读到第十八节。
When a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by the way of a parable.
第四节，当许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣就用比喻说
：The sower went out to sow his seeds.And as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled under feet. And the birds of the air ate it up.
有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候又落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了。
Other seed fell on the rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture.
有落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润。
Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorn grew up with it and choked it out.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了。
Other seed fell into the good soil, and grew up, and produced a crop 100 times as great.
又落在好土里的，生长起来结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳。”
As he said these things, he would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的，就当听。”
His disciples began questioning him as to what this parable meant, And he said, to you it has been granted to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand.
门徒问耶稣说，这比喻是什么意思呢？他说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。
Verse 11, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God.
这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道。
Those beside the road are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they will not believe and be saved.
那些在路旁的就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。
Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away.
那些在磐石上的就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，及至遇见试验就退后了。
The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and they go on their way. They are choked with the worries and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit to maturity.
那落在荆棘里的就是人听了道，走开以后被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruits with perseverance.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
Now no one, after lighting a lamp, covers it over with its container or puts it under the bed, but he puts it on the lampstand so that those who come in may see the light.
没有人点灯用器皿盖上或放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人看见亮光。
For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light.
因为隐藏的事没有不显露出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来被人知道的。
So take care how you listen. Now this is today's theme. Take care how you listen.
所以你们应当小心怎样听啊，这是我们今天的主的题目。你们应当小心怎样听。
For whoever has to him.More shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him.
因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的，连他自以为有的也要夺去。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们再低头祷告。
Father God, none of us is worthy to come to your presence.
父神，我们没有一个人能够配得来到你的面前。
It's all through your grace in Christ Jesus that you made him the Lamb of God, so that by his precious blood and by believing in him, we can come before you.
乃是因着你在基督耶稣你的恩典，借着他那宝贵的宝血，我们能够一同来到你的面前。
Father, we ask you to honor your Son, Lord Jesus, today.
父啊，我们求你来遵从你的儿子耶稣。
Open our ears so we can hear him.
开启我们的耳朵，使我们可以听见他的话。
May you be with every one of us and bless us.
愿你与我们每个人同在，并且祝福我们。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣圣洁的名，我们祷告。
Amen. Amen. So today's topic I'd like to share and meditate together with the brothers and sisters.And some of our gospel friends here is the Lord Jesus says in Luke 8:18, take heed how you hear or take care how you listen.
今天我们要在这里跟弟兄姊妹或者福音朋友一同分享的就是我们应当怎么样小心的来听。
Because that, you know, as a Christians, we come every week, at least Sunday, not more in the week, at least Sunday to come together and we have a word shared, preached to us.
因为我们作为基督徒，我们每个主日啊，至少每个主日，我们都会一同聚集在一起来听啊、讲传讲给我们神的话。
Because God wants to bless His children.
因为神实在是愿意来祝福我们。
And God wants His children together, often together.
神愿意我他的儿女们能够一同常常聚集在一起。
And the God He blesses us is through His word.
神祝福我们的途径就是借着他的话。
And you see that God created whole universe with His word.
因为神创造整个宇宙万物就是借着他的话而造成的。
God spoke with His word into existence of this whole universe.
当神讲话了，整个宇宙就成为了存在，就现实。
The Bible says He spoke, it was done, He commanded, it's too fast.
圣经就是圣经所说的，他说就有，他命立就立。
So God's word has power.
所以神的话乃是带着大能。
God can say, speak peace in our heart, and we have a peace instantly.
当神说，让我们心里有平安，我们心就立刻有了平安。
God's word tells us about truth.
神告诉我们他的话。告诉我们真理。
God says, "Be healed, then we'll be healed."
神说你得医治，我们就立刻得医治。
When God sheds light in our heart, then we have a grace to repent.
当神的话照亮我们的心，我们就会悔改认罪。
So this is the way that God blessed His children.
这就是神祝福他儿女的方式。
Through His word.Through His message.
也就是借着他的话语，借着他所传的信息。
So, if you come to, come to church to listen to messages, at least once a week.
如果你来到教会啊，至少每周一次的来听神的话。
Of course, there's an exception when you're sick, when you're away.
当然，如果你是在外出差，或者说你病了，你可能来不了。
But regularly, that if you come to the church on Sunday.
但是正常的情况啊，你会按每个主日都会来。
You listen to 52 messages a year.
每年你至少要听到52次的信息。
I don't count those special meetings during the weekends or the conferences we go. Just Sunday's messages. Every year,We have 52 messages.
我不是说把那些特会都把它加，周末的各种特别的聚会把它加在一起，就是每年每个主日你来一次啊，就有52次的信息。
I believe in the Lord for about 37 years.
我相信主已经37年了。
37 years.
37就37年。
Yeah, I come to United States 1980.And I believe on the same year, thank the Lord, and it is 37 years.
对，我呢是1980年来到美国的，那当年就信了耶稣，所以我到现在为止已经37年了。
So I do the math, 52 times 37.
想想看，37乘以52。
So I've heard 1,924 messages.
所以我听过的信息啊，主日就有1,924次。
Imagine that number. Almost 2,000 messages I've heard.
想一想看，我所听过的信息竟然达到近2,000个信息。
How can I, how much blessings, I'm supposed to have?
那么我从神那儿所领受的祝福应该有多么的大呢？
And you count your numbers. Everyone maybe have a different numbers.
所以你自己算算你自己听了多少信息，因为每个人所听的信息的总数是可能不同。
Maybe on average we're like 1,000.
可能平均来说我们都有上千个信息了。
And that the blessing that God has been given us through all these messages should really, really let our life, you should be able to feel it.
所以我们所从这些信息所领受的祝福，我们应该能够亲身的感觉得到。
But I found this among ourselves that most often thing that I heard the complaint is that, oh, I didn't get anything from the message.
但是我常常所听到的抱怨就是说，每次听完以后就说，我从这个信息里面什么都没听到。
And we often said, oh, I don't like this speaker or that speaker.
我们会听到这样的说，我不太喜欢那个讲员，我不喜欢这个讲员。
We ask some people, so why you stop coming to the church? Oh, that's because I didn't gain anything.
我们有时候问人说你为什么不来教会呢？他常常的答案就是说我得不到任何东西。
So one verse helped me to warn myself.
但有一节圣经实在是提醒我能够把我能够重新活着起来。
It's in the Matthew 23 verse 1 and 2.
在马太福音第23章。
Verse 1 says, Then Jesus spoke to crowds and to his disciples, verse 2, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses, verse 3, Therefore, all they tell you, do and observe.
马太福音第23章第一节第二节第三节那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上凡他所吩咐你们的你们都要谨慎遵行。
But of course, the Lord Jesus says, do not do what they do, because they can say, but they do not, do, right?
当然耶稣接下来的话是说但不要效法他们的行为因为他们能说不能行。
So, but the first phrase says, because they are sitting at the Moses seat,Whatever they say to you, do them and observe.
但是他前面是怎么说的呢？因为他们是坐在摩西的位置上，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行。
But even today, we said today we have we invited a Pharisee to come to our midst to preach, and then a lot of people will not show up.
所以想想看，假如今天我们邀请一个法利赛人站在我们的讲台上来讲座，我们会怎么样呢？可能我们中间很多人都不会来。
I would first say, well, it's hypocrites, right? Why do I have to listen to you?
所以我可能我对我自己也会这样说，我说这是一个假冒为善的人，我为什么要来听他的讲？
But Lord Jesus encourages to listen to the word of God.
但是主耶稣乃是来勉励我们，我们要来听神的话。
So in the whole Bible, that whenever God encourages, always,The responsibility of gaining anything from the word of God is on us, not the speakers.
当神也每次要来祝福我们，给我们神的话语的时候，对于我们个人来说，我们确实这个责任是在我们的身上，我们要来去听。
If today we have a mule to speak God's word, the mule can also can use by God to speak God's word.
Mule 是哑巴。
Mule.
Donkey better. 假如今天有一个这个驴来讲神的话，我们是不是也应当听？
In the Bible, God says, God opened the mouth of a donkey.
因为在圣经里边确实告诉我们，神开启了驴的嘴。
So we know that in the Bible, that God always mentioned that.It is up to us, the listener, to see what we can receive from God's word.
所以圣经确实是告诉我们，乃是我们这些听者的责任，我们要来听神所给我们的话。
As speakers, that is responsible, of God.
就像讲者由他最最
大的神有责任。God is responsible for speakers.
神的责任就是他要来。掌管这个讲话的者的
头 So that is important for us. We come to the meeting for listen to God's message. There are two things that we need to do.
所以对于我们这些听者来说，我们这每次来到神的来到面前来听神的话的时候，我们有两个方面的责任。
First, you need to pray for the speaker.
所以第一就是我们要为讲员来祷告。
Remind God that God is responsible for the speakers.
来提醒告诉神说神啊你对讲员负责。
And the second is to pray for yourself.
第二就是为自己来祷告。
So no matter if this speaker is a favorite speaker or not, that you pray that God will speak through this brother message to you.
不管这个讲员是不是你喜欢不喜欢的讲员，你祷告说求神借着这个讲员的口来对你讲话。
You know that a brother who really dislike another brother who speak.
有一个弟兄啊，他特别不喜欢一个弟兄他讲话的讲话的讲道。
And he always told me that, oh, how he cannot gain anything from this brother, particular brother, when he spoke.
这位弟兄告诉我说，他特别每次从那位弟兄那儿所讲的话，你说得不到任何东西。
And one day that another brother advised him.
有一天呢，就有还有一个弟兄就告就忠告他。
What is the exercise spiritual godliness is for him to pray for that brother. He does not like the message.
那么我们操练敬虔的一个方法，就是为着那个不喜欢。的信息的弟兄来讲来祷告。
So somehow he took that word in his heart and he started to pray for the brother who did not like the message.
所以他听了这位弟兄的忠告以后，他就开始为他不喜欢的这个弟兄的信息的这位弟兄来祷告。
So every time that he knew this brother would speak, that he would pray for him. Before and during the message.
每当这位弟兄要站起来讲话的时候，他就为这位弟兄，不管是在开始的时候，还是在信息中，就为他祷告。
And later she told me that after she done that she now she feel like this brother, the message that he's very good and he can receive the messages. I've been listening to the same brother many years. I mean, it's the same thing. He didn't change. What has changed is this brother.
然后这位弟兄就来告诉我说他说最近他突然发现了这位弟兄讲的信息是如此之好，特别的有得着。那么我呢就对这位弟兄说，我说其实我听了这个弟兄这么多年的道，他从来就没有改变，而改变的是你。
And one day he heard God's calling from this brother who he used to hate to hear the message.
他有一次他听到这位他不喜欢的弟兄又在讲道的时候，他能够听到一个呼召。
God called him to serve him.
神呼召他来服侍他这位弟兄。
So, dear brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus warned us, take heed how you listen.
所以正如主耶稣来警戒我们的说，你们要小心你们听怎样听。
In the Luke, Gospel of Luke, it tells aboutLord Jesus as perfect man.
在路加福音我们都知道乃是在讲到主耶稣乃是一个完全的人。
We know God gave us four gospels to tell us about the life of Lord Jesus.
我们都知道神在圣经里边借着四本福音书来告诉我们主耶稣。
Because God wants to describe Lord Jesus to us from four different angles.
神乃是要从四个不同的角度来描写他的我们的主。
So, we all know Matthew is to tell us about Lord Jesus as Messiah King promised in the Old Testament.
马太福音乃是要告诉我们我们的主耶稣乃是弥赛亚乃是国度的王。
And second gospel, Mark is tell us about Lord Jesus being the servant of God.
第二本书马可福音乃是告诉我们主耶稣乃是神的仆人。
Fourth Gospel of John is to tell us Lord Jesus is God himself.
那么第四本福音书约翰福音乃是告诉我们主耶稣就是神自己。
Now third book, the Luke's Gospel is to tell us the Lord Jesus as perfect man.
那么这第三本福音书路加福音就是告诉我们主耶稣乃是一个完全的人。
As we know that God created man Adam first and he fell.
我们都知道当神造了第一个人亚当的时候亚当很快就堕落了。
So God wants us to see Lord Jesus, how he restored man to the original purpose of God.
所以神要借着主耶稣来告诉我们，他如何把人重新恢复到神原初的关于人的那个意念、那个旨意的里面。
So you can find that two things are very interesting.
你会发现两件事情非常有趣。
And Luke tells us about, in the detail, other disciples, other gospels not recorded about the prayer life of Lord Jesus.
你会发现到在路加福音的里面，有一件事情记载的非常详细，就是主耶稣基督在祷告的非常多具体的细节。
Because Luke wants to tell us through Lord Jesus how to be a man.
因为路加福音实在是要告诉我们如何做一个人。
A perfect man is totally depends on God.
一个完全的人就是完全信赖仰望神的人。
To give us a little bit more detail on Lord Jesus' prayer life.
所以这本书就给我们一些更详细的关于主耶稣基督祷告的生活。
And another place is that to listen to the message.
那么另外一个有趣的地方呢，就是他要告诉我们如何来去怎样去听信息。
So he recorded here in chapter 8, we just read, and also chapter 10, Mary sitting at Lord Jesus' feet, listening to his word.
所以在这个地方第八章，这就讲到主耶稣告诉我们，我们应当如何小心的去听。那么在第四章又告诉我们，玛利亚是如何坐在主耶稣的脚前听主。
We mentioned that Luke mentioned Mary because he wanted to show us how important that sitting at the Lord Jesus and listen to his word, it is very, very important in as a disciples of Lord Jesus.
所以他实在是要来告诉我们，像玛利亚那样坐在主耶稣的脚前听主耶稣的道，对于作为主的门徒来说是何等非常非常重要的事。
So it actually fulfilled the Moses prophecy.
其实也就是应验了摩西当初的那个预言。
1600 years before Christ was born, Moses saw the disciples and the Lord.
主前1600年前，摩西就看见了神的主的门徒坐在主脚前的那幅图画。
And he says, disciples lied at Jesus' feet, the Lord's feet.
他这样描述说，那些门徒们乃是斜躺着在主的脚前听。
Well, he didn't know how to describe reclining. How to describe the reclining position?
因为当时他实在没办法描述，后来这个1600年以后，那些人是怎么样在主的脚前的那个。 那个斜躺着，我翻译斜躺着，我不知道中文怎么翻。
So, and when Martha complained about Mary, she says, "See, my sister left all the serving to me alone. Can you ask her to help me?"
当马大来抱怨，向主耶稣来抱怨玛利亚的时候，他说：“你看我的妹妹把我一个人放在那儿来侍候，你去告诉她，让她来帮我。”
Now, Lord Jesus says, Martha, Martha.
但是主耶稣怎么回答呢？他说，马大，马大。
You know, the Bible has seven times called a name twice. You know that?
我们都知道，在圣经里面曾经有七次之多，在叫一个人的名字的时候，连续叫了两次。
Moses, Moses.
摩西, 摩西。
Jacob, Jacob.
雅各, 雅各。
And so on. So this, maybe you want to find out what these other these seven names the Lord called twice. And here is one of the seven. Martha, Martha.
当然还有很多很多，你可以去在圣经里面去仔细找找看，看看有些什么地方，主连续两次叫一个人名字。那么在这里呢，耶稣对马大说，马大，马大。
When God called a person's name twice, it actually tells us a turning point of one's life or in God's purpose, God's plan.
当神这么样叫人的名字连续叫两次的时候，乃是对那个人来说是一个转折点，乃是要让那个人能够来到一个改新那个新的改变。
You are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Many of us may think that sitting and listening to God's word is wasting of time.
很多人也许我们自己以为，我们认为说每次坐在这里听神的信息好像是浪费时间。
But in God's eye, if we listen correctly, if we listen as God wants us to listen to His word,then it is very vital to our service to the Lord and to satisfy God's heart.
但是如果我们真是明白如何的小心的来听，按照神所要我们的方式来听的话，我们就能够使神的心也得到满足。
You know, David prayed a similar prayer. He says, "One thing I ask from the Lord." It's Psalm 27.
那么我们都知道大卫也有一个类似这样的祷告，在那个诗篇第27篇这样记载说。
In the verse 4, he said, "One thing I've asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple."
第诗篇27篇第四节这样说，有一件事我曾问，曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
So this David's prayer is very same to describe heart of Mary.
这大卫在这里的一个祷告，他的心啊，就和玛利亚当初在主面前那个心是一样的。
The deepest longingFor David and Mary is to be with the Lord, to behold and listen to Him.
那么无论是大卫还是玛利亚，他们内心深处的渴慕就是能够来到主的面前来听他的道。
With admiration and appreciation from bottom of their heart.
接着仰慕和那个感激从他内心深处所发出来的，去倾听他的话。
So the good part.
这是好的。
And when Bible says good part, I think that's what we call today the best part.
这儿当圣经在这儿说，那上好的就是今天我们常常所说的最好的。
So I think that's why Luke wants us to learn is that listening, sitting at the Lord Jesus' feet and listen what he has to say is touching God's heart.
实在说来路加福音实在是要告诉我们，当我们来到主的面前，在他面前静安静聆听的时候，这能够使神的心满足，所以是最好的。
And another place is that Luke 8, we just read, Lord Jesus told people in parables.
另外一个处就是刚才我们所读的路加福音第八章，当主耶稣在这里用比喻对人讲。
So he compared the word of God as a seed and the person who sowed the seed.
所以他在那里这个比喻中说有一个人要出去撒种，用神的话是好像这个种子。
We all know these parables and Lord Jesus tells us the four kinds of soil that represent our hearts.
当然我们都知道这个比喻很熟悉，因为这里是描述了人的心好像是四种土壤一样。
And then he also combined this, this parable, Luke is very interesting, he also combined that with the parable of lamp.
所以是路加福音非常有趣，他把这个故事和那个土地把它放在一起来描述。
So he said, no one after lighting a lamp covers it over with a container.
不对，他是把这个故事和那个灯把它放在一起来讲，所以在后面他就说，每一个人没有人点灯会把它藏起来。
So when the disciples asked the Lord, why you speak to the public with the parable? Why don't you say it plainly?
就像那个门徒啊，对主耶稣抱怨说，他说为什么你对人讲话的时候总是用比喻，不能够简简单单的、清清楚楚的讲出来呢？
And Lord Jesus told him that because the Lord, the message, the meaning of the message actually just for the disciples, not to the public.
但是主耶稣说，神这个信息的奥秘啊，不是对于众人，乃是对于门徒而讲的。
Because the public already made up their mind. They don't want to believe in the Lord.
因为众人他们的心已经确定了，他们不要信神。
So Lord Jesus, because the mystery of the kingdom, were granted to you, not to them.
所以主耶稣才说，神国的奥秘只是叫你们知道。
But then Lord Jesus says, now, once we have this secret of God's word, understanding of God's word, then our life should be transformed, and then should become a light.
所以主耶稣接下来说，既然我们已经明白了神话语的奥秘，能够知道理解了，所以我们就应该能够行出来，而不是把它隐藏起来，让人知道。
So God can see the word of God through the light in our life.
所以神的话语乃是借着我们所表现出来的，像那个光一样能够显露出来。
That's why Lord Jesus says, take heed how you listen.
这就是为什么主接的最后的时候说，你们应当小心怎样听。
So I'd like to share this, the 10 points of how we should listen.
我需要来跟大家一同分享，有十个方面来如何小心的听。
And let God's word help us to understand this, 10 points.
让神的话来帮助我们能够明白这十个小点。
And four points actually is recorded in this parable itself.
但有四个点都已经在这个比喻里边已经全部包括在里面了。
15 says, but the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance.
第一就是第十五节，那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里面，并且忍耐着结实。
See, this mentioned four points.
在这里啊，我们看见有四点。
How can I make my heart a good soil to receive God's word?
我们如何使我们的心能够成为一个好的土壤，能够来接纳神的话？
And to bear the fruit hundredfold.
能够结实以致百倍。
It has the four conditions.
有四个条件。
First one is honest.
第一就是诚实。
Honest heart.
就是一个诚实的心。
Second is a good heart.
一个善良的心。第二。
Third one is the holding fast the word, the truth.
第三就是要忍耐持守那个真理。
And the fourth one is perseverance.
One is 持守。第三个是持守，第四个是忍耐。
So, these four points is very important.
这四点是非常重要的。
So what do you mean by the honest heart?
诚实的心是什么意思呢？
We talk about our pure motive.
乃是讲到我们里面单纯的一个动机。
We need to have a sincere heart.
我们必须要一个诚实真诚的心。
We want to come to the church to worship the Lord.
我们来到教会里边，我们要有一个敬拜神的心。
To know the Lord, to know the truth about God and ourselves.
是来渴慕知道神和我们自己。
The real motive that in our heart when we come to the meeting.
当我们来到神面前那个真实的动机。
It's not for friends.
不是为了哪个交朋友。
We often taught our children that you come to the church not look for your friends.
我们常常告诉我们的孩子们，你们来到教会的目的不是为了来找你的朋友。
Not to play.
不是来玩耍。
So we ask them to put all the toys in the car.
我们让他们把他们所有的一些自己的一些玩具。放在车里面，留在车里面。
In their when they are young, they have to learn to be taught the purpose of coming to the church.
我们从他们小的时候，我们就教导他们这些孩子们，他们来到教会的目的是什么
？And not for dating as well.
也不是来寻找那个伴侣来。
Many young people come to meeting this. They ask for, they just look for the boys and girls to date.
他们很多孩年轻人，他们来到我们中间，乃是要找一个有一个可以dating， 就是
to date girl or boy to marry。
就是为了去找dating 是什么中文？
恋爱
约会，对约会，就是来约会男的或者女的，好像要将来要可以结婚的对象。
This is the one who come to the meeting, to look for a Christian sister to marry.
有人来到教会是为了寻找一个姊妹，一个基督徒的姊妹来结婚。
He showed all the diligence. He came to all the meetings and we baptized him.
当他来到我们中间他是为了找一个信主的姊妹，所以他表现出非常殷勤，服侍各样的事情，最终我们让他受浸。
And after he married, and he just stopped coming all of a sudden.
当他结婚以后，他就再也不来聚会了，突然就不再来了。
So this we need to understand. Come to the meeting, we need to have an honest heart.
所以我们需要来真的明白，我们来到聚会中，我们乃是带着一个诚实的心。
We come not for business.
我们来也不是为了来做生意。
Some people come to the church for business.
有的人来到教会里边是为了要有更多的客户做生意。
Because church is one of the place people congregate.
因为教会乃是一个很多人都聚集在一起的地方。
People can do business. They can come to a word of the people congregate.
所以他可以来，就是因为大家聚集在一起的时候，有这么多的人就可以做生意。
You can see these four things listed here actually is antidote of the previous three soils.
所以在这里我们看到这个四个方面乃是对前三个心态的一个责备。
If you're not honest in your heart to come to the church,
如果我们来到教会里边不是带着这样一个诚实的心，
Satan comes and pick up whatever the word that you hear.And there's no benefit for you at all.
那么撒旦就会来把我们撒在我们心里边的各样的神的道，像种子一样就把它拿去了，除得干干净净。
Every day when you listen to message, you can ask yourself and ask myself.
但每一次当你来听信息的时候，你要问自己
，What did God speak to me today?
神今天向我说了什么话
？What things that God want me to repent?
什么事是神让我能够悔改的，需要悔改的
？What God encouraged me to do？
神鼓励我的又是什么？鼓励我去做的又是什么
？We need to ask ourselves。
我们需要来问自己这样的问题。
And from my experience, I can guarantee that God will speak a word or two to you every time if we have the honest heart to come to Him。
从我自己个人经验来看，当我们带着这样一个诚实的心来到神面前的时候，每次神可能借着一句话两句话对我们说话。
因为 because God is looking for such a person to worship Him. God is actively, eagerly looking for such people.
因为神实在说来，他是迫切的来寻找带着这样心的人来敬拜他。
God is not just sitting there. God is actively looking.
神乃是迫切的在我们中间来寻找带着这样心的人。
Second one is called good heart.
那么第二点呢，就是善良的心。
Now good heart, good here is a good in nature. It's intrinsically good.
就是讲到我们内心乃是带着一个很出自于本性的那个心。
So if a person is good in nature, the one thing that we can see is a characteristic of it is that.Unselfishness.
那么带着这样一个纯善良的心的人，我们第一点他的表示出来的一个很明显的特点，就是他无私。
It's good. So when we come to the Lord, we need to have this goodness. That means that it's not selfish. It's willing to make sacrifice for the greater good for God and for others.
那如果带着这样一个善良无私的心的这样的人，他来到我们中间的时候，他所做的事情的出发点都是为着别人的益处。
It's not just for themselves.
不是为着自己个人的益处。
So second soil, it says, when the soul was sown to that soil, that people received the word, that they are very happy. because the words is spoken to their own benefit.
就当在第二种他讲到第二种土壤不好的土壤的时候，就是那些人听了道的时候，他们自己欢欢喜喜的领受。
So they reacted superficially in their emotion.
但他们的反应乃是那种表面的一些那些情感而已。
If they can take advantage of anything, they'll be very happy.
他们能够从中得到什么个人的益处来说，能够占据那些。得到一些好处来说，他们会非常的高兴。
So when we come to the Lord, we need to have this heart of good heart.
所以我们来到神的面前，我们应该有的乃是一个善良无私的心。
How to serve God? How to serve others?
能够如何的来服侍神，如何来服侍别人？
How to receive God's grace in His message to serve the Lord, serve others?
还是如何从神的信息里边能够听到领受神的恩典，来去服侍别人
？How to make sacrifice,
如何能够为着别人能够牺牲自己。
And the third one is holding it fast.
那么第三点呢，就是持守。
So this kind of heart is that you receive the truth and holding on to it.
就是当他这样的心，就是当他领受了真道以后，他能够持守住，紧紧的持守住。
He will hold this word of God in his conscience.
在他的良心的身里面，来把神的话持守在那里。
So he will not exchange God's truth for anything else, for the riches, for the worries, and for the pleasure of life.
他不会把用神的话去换取那些钱财、宴乐那些事情。
You see, if we hear God's word, and God's word does not reach down to our conscience, then you don't hold it fast. You don't hold on to it.
你想想看，我们领受了神的话，如果我们不能够把这些话进到我们的良心的深处的话，灵里的深处的话，我们就不可能把这些话持守住。
Because conscience, when we hear the truth, if we deviate from the truth, the conscience will speak up against us.
因为当我们领受了真道以后，放在我们的良心的里面，当我们若是要偏离这个真道，偏离这个真理的话，良心会出来责备我们，让我们悔改。
So we need to hear the word of God, ask the Lord to give us a heart, the grace to holding on to it. And not to let go, not to exchange it for anything else in the world.
所以当我们领受了神的话的时候，我们就跟神祷告，求神帮助我们，让他帮助我们在我们的心里的深处来持守这个真道，不要把神的话这个真理去为着世界上的一些事情去做交换，比如钱财宴乐等等这样的事。
That means take up the cross to follow the Lord.
也就是说，我们要背起十字架来跟随我们的主。
And then fourth one is perseverance.
那么第四点就是要忍耐。
We know that in order to produce crops, the farmers need to be very, very patient.
我们都知道，为了要在地里边有出产的话，那些农民需要在非常耐心忍耐。
Perseverance means stay under the pressure.
忍耐的意思就是我们要在压力的下面，我们仍然能够持守。
Abiding under pressure.
在压力的下面，我们仍然能够在压力下面生存。
As we go through this life, we'll encounter difficulties and trials.
我们都知道，我们在这地上的一生，我们都会经历各样的试验和压力。
At work, at home, with our loved ones, anything we surrounded us, we're gonna see the trials and difficulty in our life.
无论是在我们的工作中，在我们的家里，或者我们所有周围的人，我们都会不断的得到一些从外界来的压力。
With such a heart of patience, then.We can endure with the grace of God.
当我们能够怀这个忍耐的心的时候，我们就能够 和神一样的能够结实。
Our purpose is that to produce fruits for the Lord.
我们这样忍耐的目的乃是为了结实为神。
And this is the four points listed in this parable.
那么这是四点啊，是在这一节圣经里边这个比喻里边所讲到的。
I would like to quickly go through the other six.
那我们来很快的来看看其余的六点。
And Psalm 19 tells us another aspect of God's word.
那么在第十四篇第十九篇讲到神话语对神话语的另一个方面。
It says that God's word, you use a phrase very interesting to describe God's word. That phrase it used is the fear of the Lord. So in verse 9 of Psalm 19 said, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
在第四篇第十九篇啊，用了一句很奇妙的词来描述神的话，这就是第九节，他说，耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。
So you see that when we read the Bible, when we listen to messages, that we can see that we will generally grow this fear of the Lord, because Lord will not leave sin unpunished.
当我们来读神的话，想要明白神的话的时候，我们会产生一种心，就是我们所说的敬畏神的心。我们就知道神不会让那些无罪的没有有罪的无罪。
You can see the clear commandments, but also the testimonies over again from Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们从神的诫命的里面，或者说从新约旧约里面的见证里面，我们都反反复复的看到这一点。
There are serious consequences for sin.
我们若是犯了罪啊，我们所要付的代价是非常，那结果是非常可怕的。
So when we listen to messages that this fear of the Lord prevents us keeping us from sinning.
当我们来听神的话的时候，那个敬畏神的心就使我们因着神的话而避免犯罪。
He says the fear of the Lord is clean, meaning that cleanses us.From all our sins, the stain of sins.
我想中文这句词的翻译不一样哈，我这样才明白。第九节是讲神的道理是纯洁，但是那英文的翻译是，就敬畏神是纯洁的，所以因着敬畏神，所以使我们可以保持清洁。
So God's word, God's message keep us from sinning.
所以神的道理啊，能够保持我们洁净。
I cannot tell you how many times during the message, during the meetings that God revealed the inner thoughts from my heart.
我不知道有多少次有这样的经历，当在听神的信息的时候，神的话语把我内心深处的一些东西给显露出来。
The vain glories, my selfish ambitions, the sins that revealed during the meetings.
在借着这样信息的聚会的时候，神把我的内心深处那种个人的野心、个人的那些罪显露出来，显露无疑。
So whenever you hear the message, you should ask God to give you grace to have the fear of the Lord.
所以我们当来听神的信息的时候，求神，你跟神向神祷告，求神给你一个敬畏他话语的心。
Because most fundamental meaning of the fear of the Lord is to keep us from sinning.
因为敬畏神一个最基本的原则就是我们保守我们不至于犯罪。
And then there's another one, this is a sixth one.
还有第六个地方，第六点。
Is that we need to listen to God's word with our mind.
就是我们要在我们的悟性里边来听神的话。
In the Bible tells us twice that after we believe in the Lord, that first thing thatcome to the we need to work out is our mind.
那么圣经两次提到说，当我们听到神的话的时候，我们需要来改变我们的心思。
So Romans 12:1,
罗马第十二章第一节，罗马书第十二章第一节。
The 1 and 2, let's read that. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies.A living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
罗马书第十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Immediately after our sacrifice, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what God's will is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect."
所以接下来，当我们奉献我们的身体的时候，马上他就会第二节就说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验神。何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意，这个心意或者说我们把它翻译成我们的悟性都可以，就是这个
So when we listen to messages, we need to apply our mind.
所以我们当在听神的话的时候，我们要把我们的心思我们的悟性要一起调动起来。
And to ask the Lord, give us the understanding.
所以求神给我们悟性去明白。
And we need to also,when we read the Bible, we need to be very diligent, exercise our mind.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们需要勤奋，我们需要来调动我们的心思去明白。
And this mind is very important.
这个心思是非常重要的一件事。
God uses our mind to make us understand God's word.
因为神乃是借着我们的心思，在悟性能够去悟性里面去明白。
And the seventh point is this.
第七是这样的。
Pray not only for the speakers, but for us to have spirit of wisdom and understanding.
我们就是要祷告，不光是为着讲员祷告，也为着我们自己祷告，要有智慧能够明白。
So that's seventh point.
这第七点
，important.
非常重要。
Not only that Bible tells us that pray for the one who speaks, but also we need to pray for the spirit of wisdom and the revelation.
我们圣经告诉我们，不光要为着讲员来祷告，我们要为着我们自己来祷告，让神赐给我们一个赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Because Bible is inspired by God.
因为圣经乃是神的灵所写出来的。
Its author is God.
因为它的作者就是神自己。
Sometimes your account login, right? They ask you some secret questions, and you have to answer your secret.
我们都知道，我们在网上在注册到一个网址的时候，厂长他会问你一些关于你所隐藏要的那个保密的问题。
So one of secret questions, I only tell you this one, so I don't think you can break into my account.
我就是告诉你，我其中常常有的一个保密的一个问题，我有很多，但是我只告诉你这一个，你也休想知道我的账上。
What is the last name of your favorite author?
名字那个我这个保密的这个问题就是你所最喜欢的一个作者是谁？
他的 last name。
他的那个姓，他姓什么
？You know my answer。
你知道我的答案，对不对
？You know that maybe you have a better chance to break into my account. God。
你知道以后，你就以为你可以进到我的账号里去了吗？姓就是神。
Because author of the whole Bible is God, not man.
因为圣经整本圣经的作者就是神，而不是人。
In order to understand His word, that we need to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以，为了要明白神的话，我们就需要那个启示和智慧。
God have to reveal it to our heart, to our mind.
神必须要启示在我们的心里，启示在我们的心，我们的意念里面。
So another the point.I forgot how to count how many points. Maybe eight.
第七点完了。
Eight.
第八点。
Eight. Is the Hebrew.
在希伯来书。
When we listen to the God, to word, how to take heed, how we listen.
当我们要听神的话的时候，我们要如何小心的听在希伯来书。
Verse.
第几章？
Four. Chapter four.In verse 3.
I'm
sorry, verse 2. For indeed, we have a good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
希伯来书第四章第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
So here it says, because what we talk about is God's word, and when we listen to His message, we have to mix it with faith in us.
所以在这里告诉我们，当我们听神的话的时候，因为是从神来的话，所以要做的就是我们必须要用信心与我们所听见的调和在一起。
So we need to really truly ask ourselves, do I believe in God's word or not?
所以我们需要来真的问我们自己，真真诚诚实实来问我们自己一个问题，我们信不信神的话？
Do I really believe today's message?
我们今天相信今天，我们能不能信今天所听到的信息呢？
I find myself often that I don't quite believe as I thought I believe in God's word.
我常常发现我自己，并不是像我所以为我相信的那样去相信。
Otherwise, why I've ignored certain portion of the Bible for so long?
这是为什么？为什么我自己常常忽略到圣经有些各方方面面的一些记载
的
内容。
So, we need to ask the Lord, give us this heart of believing, to believe His word.
我们所以需要来求神来帮助我们能够来相信他的话。
And the ninth point is this, is we need to receive God's word with a gentle heart.
第九点就是我们要来接受神的话必须要有一个温柔的心。
And here in the James,
在那个雅各书
it says this, that 18, verse 18, in the exercise of his will, James chapter 1, verse 18,
雅各书第一章第十八节
in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures.This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remain of wickedness, in humility or gentleness, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls.
从第十八节开始到二十一节，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。所以你们要脱去一切污秽和淫欲的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
So here it says we need to have this gentle heart.
所以在这里讲到我们要从温柔的心。
Sometimes we, I think it has a reference to this previous text is the anger.
因为在这里乃是前面提到了说那个怒气。
Sometimes we think we have a wrath, the righteous wrath.
我们常常我们有时候我们会觉得我们有那个义怒。好像自己为着一些不平的事情发怒。
So Bible says no. Don't do that.
但圣经说不，你不能够这样发怒，应该谦卑下来。
If you don't, you will not be able to receive God's word.
因为你不这样做的话，你就不能够存着温柔的心。
In humility and gentleness of your heart, receive the implanted word.
你们就不能够存温柔的心去领受那栽种的道。
So that's important. Always think you're right.
所以很重要，不要常常觉得自己是最正确的。
Self-righteousness.
那是自我的自义而已。
Always distort messages.
因着自义的缘故，我们就常常把神的话扭曲了，歪曲了。
And the tenth point is right after this.
那么第十点就是接下来的这一节圣经。
Verse 22.
就第二十二节。
But prove yourself doers of the word.And not merely hearers who delude themselves.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己。
So I like the King James Verse translation, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself.
我很喜欢那个钦定本的翻译，其实钦定本翻译跟中文翻译很相似啊。只是你们要行道，不要单单的听到，自己欺骗了自己。
So here is a very important. That's why Lord Jesus says that he put the parables of sowing the seed with the parable of like the light on the lamp, not under the bushel.
这就是为什么路加福音记载，当主耶稣在讲这个撒种的比喻的以后，接下来就讲到那个灯的故事。
It is not to be just a hearer, but to ask the Lord to put that what we hear into practice of our life, so our life can be transformed into the light.
所以也就是说，我们必须不能是光光听到而已，我们必须要把它能够行出来，使我们成为那个灯啊，能够照亮别人。
So you see that the listening to God's word it really takes grace.
所以看见没有，当我们要来真正的能够小心的听神的道，我们必须要有神的恩典。
The Lord Jesus says, take heed how you listen.
就是主耶稣说的，应当小心怎样听。
Careful how you hear the messages.
小心怎样听神的信息。
Because it has great impact in your life.
因为它实在能够给你带来你生命的影响。
For this life,And for eternal life.
不光是今生的影响，而且包括来生的影响。
So I hope that this sharing, God will bless His own word, and we can meditate and take it into heart to pray to the Lord.
所以我希望我们刚才所分享的这个信息，能够进到我们的心里面去，能够来回顾，来带到神的面前。
By God's grace, since We come every Sunday, Lord's Day, to listen to message, to have a breaking bread.
我们感谢神，因着他恩典的缘故，我们每个主日都能够来到一起，听他的信息，能够一起擘饼聚会。
And if we have a heart like Mary, to listen attentively, with admiration, at Lord Jesus' feet.
我们能够像玛利亚那样，能够来到神的主耶稣的面前，能够聆听他的道。并且带着一个羡慕的心去接受。
And it will make Lord's heart very happy.
如果我们能够这样做的话，我们能够使神的主的心能够非常悦纳。
And we will be able to produce fruits for the Lord.
我们也因此也就可以为他而结实。
And so at the end of this year, so let's recalibrate.And then have a right attitude whenever we come to listen to his message.
所以来到这个年尾的时候，巴不得我们每个人都把我们的心能够更新，使我们可以从今往后可以来接受神的道、神的话。
Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们的低头祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for all your blessings in Christ Jesus.
父啊，我们实在是感谢赞美你，因着你在主耶稣基督为我们所预备的祝福。
And your will to bless your children through your own word.
这旨意乃是要借着你的话语来祝福你的儿女们。
And Lord Jesus, eat the word.
主耶稣就是你的话。
So we just pray that you will open our eyes and open our ears, so we can see and we can hear him.
所以求你来开启我们的眼睛，开启我们的耳朵，使我们可以听见他，看见他。
Today's message, it is.From your word, then may you bless us and keep it in our hearts.
我们今天的信息，但愿是从你来的，是从你来的啊！你可以使我们能够持保守它，能够听进去。
So that we can bear fruit to you.
所以以致我们可以结实为着你。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.